The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to our 7th episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the difference between memorizing and knowing from memory. We will also talk about the definition of fluently. Now let's get started.
Let's talk first about the difference between memorizing and know from memory. Parents probably remember practicing their math facts with flashcards. Most of us, myself included, and I'm sure you too, Jan, learned our addition and multiplication facts by memorizing those flashcards. We did not develop any strategies for adding numbers.
Yes, that's for sure. Let's look at an example of memorizing. Take the Pledge of Allegiance. Students in some public schools recite this pledge. It is memorizing. Do you think they know what it means? Does memorizing that pledge help students learn about and understand the history of the United States? So why do we instruct students to memorize their basic math facts and then act surprised or frustrated when they cannot use their facts to make connections or apply their knowledge to other math? It is because memorization happens in a vacuum. It is an isolated experience. Our Wisconsin Standards for Mathematics, both the 2010 standards and the newly published 2021 standards, clearly state that students will know from memory their basic math facts. The standards do not say students will memorize their basic math facts. Memorizing is like instantly knowing how many feet are in a yard.
Yes, but that would depend on how many people are standing in the yard. No, seriously. Do we still want students to know their basic math facts? Absolutely. The method in which these students learn those facts is just different from when you and I went to school. We want students to be fluent in their math facts.
Joe Bowler, a professor of mathematics education from Stanford University, shared in a paper called Fluency Without Fear, and I quote, "Whether or not we believe that fluency requires more than the recall of math facts, research evidence points in one direction. The best way to develop fluency with numbers is to develop number sense and to work with numbers in different ways, not to blindly memorize without number sense," unquote. From that quote, you can see the importance of developing number sense. Developing number sense is what our 10-minute math mini courses are all about.
I use the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics, or NCTM's, definition of fluency. Fluency refers to having efficient and accurate methods for computing. Students exhibit computational fluency when they demonstrate flexibility in the computational methods that they choose, understand, and can explain these methods, and produce accurate answers efficiently.
Research says that fluency in math is best done in just 5 to 10 minutes a day spread throughout the entire year. We know our 3 to 5 year old children have shorter attention spans than adults, and including math in daily routines will work best for children.
With the emphasis on strategies for knowing basic math facts, our hope is that students will become creative problem solvers. In today's math class, you will see students communicating with others about their strategies, asking questions, and learning from others.
That's right. For example, if I asked a student to add 7 and 6, we would hear students saying that they know that 7 and 3 make 10. So they broke down the 6 to 3 and 3 and then added on 3 to the 7 to make 10. Knowing that they still had a 3 left, they would add 10 and 3 to get 13. Teachers might call this the making 10 strategy, but it doesn't matter what we call it. Or we would hear a student say that they know that 7 and 7 is 14 because they know they're doubles. So 7 plus 6 would be 1 less than 14 or 13. Both strategies work, and students can choose one which makes sense to them. Being a creative problem solver is a great goal for any student that will carry through to other subjects and even life. These children are our future, and they will make amazing contributions with their creative problem solving skills.
This podcast is about helping parents understand why math is taught differently than when we were in school. We would love to hear what questions you parents would like us to answer. Please add them in the comments section below this podcast.
We have put together mini math courses on each of the 4 components of number sense. Each course will include 5 short videos and ideas for resources to make or purchase, along with activity cards. These activity cards will support parents in adding math to a child's daily routine, such as bedtime, snack time, car time, or play time. Just 10 minutes a day with your child can make a difference and can make math fun for your child. We are not asking you to find extra time in your day. These 10 minutes are part of daily routines that are already included in your child's day. If you would like to learn more about or register for these mini math courses, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com. That's www.tenminutemath.com. Or search for 10 Minute Math on Facebook. Also hit the subscribe button to be notified when our next podcast episode is released. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.